This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, today's phone number, if you want to be part of the show, is 1-900-ROBERT. It's the gravelly voiced RSB show. Welcome, my friends. If my voice holds out, we've got a couple of hours of great broadcast healing here on GCN, our syndicator, and Natural News Radio, as well as all the places around the world that you can listen to the show. But welcome, welcome, welcome. We are all alone together. Justin's on the board, and Super Don is on injured reserve. Yes, poor Super Don. You heard about his back yesterday. We got confirmation really what happened. He was watching the, you know, Rocky, the original Rocky movie, decided to go out and chase some chickens, and the chicken won, and his back didn't. So I said, Super Don, go to sleep, go to rest. I just remember that incredible, excruciating, fiery pain of low back going out. For me, once was enough, and I don't wish that on anyone. Well, maybe Paul Offit. No, I don't. Did I say that? No, I'm too nice for that. I wouldn't do that. RobertScottBell.com for all of the show notes and our guests today. We're going to talk about scalar waves and scalar energy for healing. Oh, man, I tell you, we're getting ready for our overnight hours starting 3 or 4 hours later next week. That must be what it is. But we've got, I believe, Tom Palladino scheduled to talk scalar energy for healing. Excited about that. Also, there's a new movie that's about to be released. I don't know how close it is. We're going to find out. Super Don arranged this, but Ed Brown is going to be with us with a new movie about, unacceptable levels, I believe, all about glyphosate. And Monsanto's not going to like it. But it's the new movie. His original movie was Unacceptable Levels. Here's the movie that we're going to, A New Resistance. And you'll see the image right there at the Robert Scott Bell Show notes today. 866-939-BELL if you want to bail my voice out. 866-939-2355 to help me in my gravelly 1-900-ROBERT voice today. Let me know, and Justin will be happy to take your call and let me know you're on the air, or about to be, perhaps. We do have questions of the day on STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. Real ones, not the fake ones like they claim AIDS. AIDS is not a sexually transmitted disease, by the way. And if you got a problem with that, call me, tell me. That's okay. HIV? Not a sexually transmitted retrovirus that they can test for. Let me just say that. Let's see. We do have more virus stuff in the news. But let's start with the New York Times today. We actually got two issues with the New York Times. One good, one bad. So it's like anything. The so-called broken clock, once it's right in an hour or twice it's right in a day, however they say it. The New York Times last week said, hey, we should just back off the federal restrictions on marijuana. The White House responded. We'll talk about it. But here's one where, you know, I may agree with that one. From the New York Times, but today there's a story about the New York Times writing about the problem with pay for performance in medicine. Pay for performance in medicine. And it seems like nobody wants to argue against it, but what is it really? And as I was reading this article, it's a lead, I think, editorial at New York Times right now. We haven't linked up, I think it was from yesterday, actually. The problem with pay for performance in medicine. Now, I was thinking, why would you argue against pay for performance? Doesn't that make sense that you pay only when you perform? But it wasn't, let's say, an acknowledgement or an evolution or revolution at all in this about pay for performance from the patient to the doctor. This is still all about third-party payers. And that's messed up to begin with, because the whole concept of involving a third party to intervene in the doctor-patient relationship has screwed the system up beyond royally, even though it was screwed up prior to that because of what happened in 1910 with the Flexner Report. And if you don't know about that, please get our book, TMB and RSB's book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Go to unlockthepowertoheal.com. There's a banner to link. You can go right there or go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online, and you can do that. But the concept of pay for performance seems like a reasonable thing, except they're talking about docking the doctor's pay if they're not performing, according to what standard? Good question. Or giving them like bonuses when they are performing to some standard. What standard? Good question. Nothing about really addressing the cause of disease. In this article, there are a little, let's say, one of the reference points was, if these doctors were given like $200 more per patient for hitting certain performance criteria that resulted in what they called improvements in care, what are these improvements that they're referring to? This is classic. Well, man, I can't believe that I'm reading this, but I shouldn't be surprised. It found that when they were paid for this, you know, performance bonus, that the rate of recommendation for aspirin went up. Yes! Woohoo! We have incentivized doctors in a pay-for-performance system to prescribe more aspirin. Are you freaking kidding me? That's got to be embarrassing if you're a doctor. If they would just give me a little bit of, you know, extra shekels per patient, man, I'll throw out those prescriptions for aspirin, no problem. And you know, of course, other things that they want to do to prevent clotting in people. They say that it increased 6% without performance, pay for performance, but 12% up when you gave little bonuses to doctors. They would prescribe more rat poison for their patients. So you see, we got a New York Times editorial on one hand last week saying, hey, yeah, the Fed should back off on marijuana. It's a good thing. But then today or yesterday, they come out and say, hey, this pay for performance is not such a good idea. But then again, they acknowledge that, well, the good part of it is that the doctors will prescribe more drugs if we can just incentivize them. So that should tell you where the concern really is. The drug industry is saying, hey, we're not getting enough prescriptions written for our drugs. Maybe if you, the feds, would throw more taxpayer money into a performance-based system, we'll get more prescriptions for the drugs we want to sell you or mandate that you buy in a medical monopoly. So in what world or universe are we operating in the United States in this pay-for-performance context? Is it really about healing? Is there anything about addressing chronic disease efficiently or even at all? Because you know the standard model of medicine as it's practiced in allopathic, the allopathic monopoly has nothing to do with the real cause of chronic disease. In fact, they may be the real cause of many, maybe most chronic diseases. And this is the Obamacare that has been institutionalized and mandated, in theory at least, that the Supreme Court, John Roberts, pharmaceutically conflicted as he is, stamped his approval, said, yep, constitutional, despite the fact that now we're hearing that the Obamacare subsidies are not officially allowed under the federal exchange, but only the state exchanges, which I think all of them have pretty much failed. Now, I predicted early on that this system would fail before it even began. It was inevitable, and it is still inevitable. So if you're participating in it because you're afraid that if you don't, you know, you'll get penalized somehow because they make you do it, I won't get into the slave-master relationship at this point regarding this medical monopoly. But the fact is you're throwing your money away. If that is even an argument, is it even your money? Because, look, if you're operating in the federal system as it stands right now and you have a citizen number, a de facto citizen number, i.e. a Social Security number, you have a number that ties you to the debt that enslaves you to a debt that can never be repaid, and your children are made collateral for that debt. How did I get into that? Because it's always about economics. It is. And this idea that you are forced into it can only be made possible if you have a federal ID number. You got a number stamped on your forehead, you're in. You are branded. You cannot escape. At least that's what they say. And then all of the arguments about federal mandates or federal prohibitions most definitely apply to you because you are in that system. You are in that electrified fence of the artificial creation of the state that they turn you into. Inadvertently, however you want to look at this. And at this point, they're arguing the nuances of how doctors should be paid in a mandated medical monopoly that creates and manages diseases and doesn't heal them. Outside of the fact that they do pretty good with emergency trauma intervention type medicine. You know, and this is the reason, among many, why I do what I do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. To help you see through these lies. And then perhaps open your eyes to different things that are beyond the scope and limitations of those who would claim to own you. Now, you think about this. If you say, well, they don't own me. Well, do they mandate that you participate in the medical monopoly via Obamacare? Does that apply to you? Think about that. How do they do that? How do they make you do something against your will? Unless they claim ownership over you. Kind of like the whole economic tax structure as it is. Income tax means they own 100%. They decide how much you get to keep each year. How's that working out for you? And remember that system that was corruptly set into motion more intensely in 1910 was followed up 3 years later with the Federal Reserve Act, which only strengthened ultimately the stranglehold of a centralized bureaucracy dictating economic policy to manage and create the booms and the busts that have happened since then. The artificial busts, and I'm not talking about the 34 double D saline solution kind either, much less, what do they still make them out of silicone? I don't even know if that's legal anymore. Anyway, so here we got New York Times arguing against, oh my gosh, this performance-based stuff. Well, they're arguing over nuances of something that you don't want to be a part of anyway. The only performance-based pay I want to see happen is your ability to withhold payment to a doctor that is sucking the eggs instead of helping you to get well. Right? You pay the doc to help you. You do all that they say. You're still not working. Maybe, well, if you can't get your money back, at least you could choose to go another round. How about homeopathy? How about naturopathy? How about medical schools getting $10.7 million, one in particular, to study STDs? They need more? We can already get rid of those things without their help at the NIAID. Stick around. The Robert Scott Bell Show will last as long as my voice does. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You ever try to play the drums, the keyboard, hold the microphone, set the levels, work the mixing board all at once? It's like, that's what I'm doing today. Super Don's on injured reserve, chasing chickens like Rocky, breaking his back. No, it didn't break. It's just, there's something going on there, and he needs to rest. And send him some vitamin L for recovery, all right? Put him in your prayers, whatever works, because that healing is real. Energy healing. We'll get into that. Scalar energy healing coming up. Now, the federal government, we talked about pay for performance. What the hell do they mean? They don't mean what I mean when I talk pay for performance. But here you can count on your funds, your taxpayer money, because you're a good little, let's say, numbered piece of cattle. Again, here I am insulting my listeners. Not intentionally. Just a little wake-up call. My voice is gravelly. I'm feeling ornery. I don't have a producer to rein me in right now. So, how do you feel about the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the criminal Tony Fauci, in my opinion, doling out millions, perhaps billions of your dollars, taxpayer funds that they take from you at the point of a gun, and they're giving $10.7 million in a grant over 5 years to study the causes, prevention, and treatment of sexually transmitted diseases. Now, they're giving this to the University of Maryland Schools of Dentistry and Medicine. Why dentists need to be involved with this, I don't know. Maybe you got something I don't know about. But thousands of years of recorded sexually transmitted diseases, the real ones, not the made-up ones, the real ones, and they still haven't figured out how to deal with them. Have they even studied Dr. Samuel Hahnemann? I mean, the basic concept of infectious disease was addressed via homeopaths over 200 years ago, including the STDs, gonorrhea, syphilis, and the like. In fact, there are miasms based on the inherited disorders or predispositions because of STDs in your lineage, in your genetic past. They've been around for almost ever. And now $10.7 million is going to be thrown out. Oh, we've got to figure this thing out. What? How is it spread? It's sexually transmitted. That's how it's spread. The University of Maryland doesn't know. NIAID, throw some more of your money at it. Now, in terms of recovering from them, the antibiotics are rapidly losing their ability to do anything for you in that regard, should this happen. And there's a question of the day related to this from Maria. Maria. Hi, Robert. I was recently tested positive for chlamydia and gonorrhea. They told me I needed to take antibiotics, but since I have been a listener of your show for a while, I know better. I took some silver orally for about 1 week and got tested again, but still tested positive. Yeah, you're going to need a little bit more, Maria. We'll talk about that. Maybe I didn't take enough, she says. Yes. I was just wondering what I could do to avoid the antibiotics, if possible. Thank you for all that you do for the people. You are truly making a difference in my life. Well, Maria, thank you for writing in on a very important question, because, yes, STDs are around. Our good buddy Liam says, hey, don't get into bed with somebody before you know whether they got a problem down there, where an STD really shows up. But the silver, certainly, it works on all viruses, every bacteria, and most fungal species, and can neutralize them. But the reality is, you must take enough. And in this case, Maria, 1 week, I don't know how you're taking it, but if I was doing the hydrosol in a situation like this, I might be doing hourly sublingual dosing, waking hours, for the full 2 weeks, in fact. If I had access to a doctor that was doing it intravenously, I would do that as well. But then there's the local application, topical and or internal, specific to those organs in need when the bacteria are manifesting and reproducing in those specific areas, specific to sexually transmitted diseases. So the silver is one thing. Homeopathic medicine is another. You could call up King Bio. They have remedies that address these miasms, and they address them very directly. Syphilinum, metarhinum. I'll go into these things. You won't know what they, unless you're a homeopath, know what they mean necessarily, but you can do a Google search on sexually transmitted diseases, miasms, homeopathy, and you'll see extraordinary amount of things. Also, you can take infection-type formulas that address it systemically and locally. So for me, yes, silver. I would probably want to use copper hydrosol as well. Homeopathic medicine, modulate immunity, Better Way Health, and their beta-1-3-D glucan. It's not a better immune modulator that I've found anywhere. You know, for betterwayhealth.com. Give them a call, the gang up there, Reggie and the gang up in Atlanta or down in Atlanta or over, wherever you are. So there are many ways we would do. I don't want to rely on one thing, because now we are moving away from petrochemical chemotherapy and injectable forms into other forms of natural substances that can strengthen your immune system and directly target and eradicate and eliminate the ability of bacteria, like STDs included, to take hold in your body, cause many problems. All right, that's the STD segment. We're going to go into energy medicine. Really cool stuff. Tom Palladino is going to join us and talk scalar energy. Yes, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where all the links are available to you at robertscottbell.com.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN KPN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott, and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
He's scruffy. Yes, he's gravelly. His 976 voice is on the air today. It's Robert Scott Bell. Yeah, hold on to the fort without Super Don. But we've got a great lineup of folks we're going to bring on today, including my guest, first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. His name is Tom Palladino, and he does things like scalar energy waves for healing. This is evidently a controversial topic, not for me, because I love energy and energy healing. It's all energy. That's what life is. But how do we tap into whatever scalar energy is, and is it something that you, my listener, can do from wherever you are on planet Earth? And why would you want to? Well, we got those questions and more coming up because Tom Palladino is with us right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tom, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm really happy to have you on board here. This is a topic we don't get to cover every day, probably not in many broadcast outlets outside of the new media. Scalar energy, scalar technology, scalar waves. How does this? What is it first, and how does it impact healing? That's, I guess, the best place to start.
Oh, by all means. There are two energies in the universe. We're familiar with the electromagnetic spectrum, which is electricity and magnetism. There's another energy. It is indeed a very versatile energy. Scalar energy is synonymous with chi or prana or zero-point energy. And many people today are realizing that there is indeed something other than electricity. Well, scalar energy is quite simple. The sun of our solar system, the stars, originate this energy. It's all around us. It is omnipresent. I use scalar energy in specific to work with people to improve their health. And scalar energy, again, it's different from that of electricity. It has different properties, different characteristics than that of the electromagnetic spectrum. I have observed, and it's quite routine now with me, that I can take scalar energy and either assemble physical matter or disassemble physical matter. I've been very successful using scalar energy to disassemble pathogens, germs. And so on a routine basis, I'm able to break apart, to disassemble bacteria, viruses, fungi, mold, etc.
Tom, let me ask you something here about this disassembling, because we've done many shows on things like Rife frequency, for instance, and we think about energy and waves of energy and how it could be discordant for certain organisms that could just break them apart. Is that the same thing, or is there a subtle or powerful difference or distinction on how you're relating the scalar waves?
It's a similar concept. From what I understand, if Rife was using electromagnetic energy, that's fine. That's a frequency. Mm-hmm. Whereas scalar energy is not a frequency. So I'm working with a different energy, but nevertheless, it's the same thinking. It's the law of resonance in which you can apply, you can transmit, if you will, the reverse phase angle of a pathogen, a germ, and break apart, disassemble that germ. Now, Royal Rife was rather versed in this, and he was quite successful. My contention is I don't know if Royal Rife was using a scalar energy instrument. I use scalar energy exclusively. I am having great results with my technique. It's very promising.
Well, is it a matter of building something like a Tesla coil? I mean, pardon me for coming from a semblance of just simplicity to understand some of these concepts we've covered more in depth over the years. I haven't done a lot on scalar energy. I know it's very controversial. I think from the so-called powers that be on planet Earth would not like people to have access to this kind of technology.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. Frankly, scalar energy is our ability to control physical matter. I'm convinced of that. And yes, the powers that be, once they realize that scalar energy is within our reach, scalar energy will essentially serve to break down the monopolies, the unfair economic model that we have now before us. So it is indeed controversial with many people.
Well, and it almost sounds more like science fiction to so many that this exists. Now, I will say, if I bring it into my personal experience, what I might call scalar energy, it might be wrong, but I mean that loving touch, that intangible about the sense you get of another human or an animal, that's that plus factor that is not physical. You can't touch it in the same way. Or homeopathy. We talk about a vital force. I mean, are we talking about scalar energy? Did Hahnemann know about it?
Yes, indeed. That's how homeopathy works. Homeopathy is the application of scalar energy. Many people have healing hands. When somebody can heal you with the touch of their hands, that likewise is an emanation, a broadcast of scalar energy. So we have examples of scalar energy throughout our lives. It's quite common, but we simply don't realize what we're dealing with.
Well, see, that's the thing. When we're dealing with homeopathy, we're already so far afield of a materialistic reductionist viewpoint of the body and healing. I mean, I'm already there with you. Don't get me wrong. But the scalar concept, there's a lot of folks that could say anything about anything, and who could validate or verify it? I don't know that there are machines that can go, oh, that's the test for that scalar energy. I mean, how are we doing this? How are we getting consistent results?
Sure. And there is a great deal of to consider in that vein. I have not been able to develop an instrument to measure scalar energy. Mm-hmm. How do I know I'm working with scalar energy? It's the results that I'm producing. For instance, many people will approach me and they'll say, with your scalar energy treatments, I now show a viral load that's undetectable. Whereas prior to my treatments, people had some type of viral load. What's my point? scalar energy was able to break apart viruses in the human body. And if I can do that, I eradicate the germ. So I can prove it by diagnostic testing, and I've done that many times.
So what you're saying is that you have validated the outcome. Of course, people can argue that scalar energy isn't real, and I guess on one level you almost don't care, because if people are coming to you for help and they get help, they probably don't care either. Bottom line is, I want people to get well. If they could get well with a toxic drug, I wouldn't argue against it, but we know the toxic drugs are killing people more than helping them.
That's correct, obviously. Sure. I'll refer to Nikola Tesla. Many of you in the listening audience are familiar with the great mind Nikola Tesla. It's my contention that the latter part of Tesla's career was devoted almost exclusively to scalar energy. Tesla did indeed work with scalar energy. He theorized about it, and he did have working instruments, working models, if you will, of scalar energy. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why Tesla's work today is still so far out. People still cannot grasp what Nikola Tesla was doing.
Well, we're working with, you hit the electromagnetic concepts, which is great, because, you know, my buddy Liam Sheff talks about this, is writing about it, the electromagnetic universe, the electric universe, it's out there, even though a lot of folks don't get it, they think it's all gravity. But you're going to another level. Again, the difficulty, of course, here is validating it, perhaps even scientifically, except that we know there's a plus factor in life, like I call it often vitamin L. And that is real to me. Utilizing technologies like Rife, I have used it with great success, so that is real to me as well. Plug in into scalar technology, if it is, can it be called a technology, or is it a form of prayer?
Actually, it's both. My understanding is scalar energy is also a form of prayer. Every time we think or any emotion that we have is a broadcast of scalar energy. So essentially, scalar energy is, if you will, the life force of everything. Prayer, thought, physical action, even our emotions are some form of scalar energy transmission.
Beautiful. Now, I've got links up to your website. It says Tom Palladino Scalar Energy. .com, Tom Palladino scalarenergy.com. You could go, you'll see a picture of Tom there next to, it looks like a couple of devices. I don't know what they are. It's lighting up something. Is that, is there some kind of electrical transmission across the airwaves there that I'm witnessing in that picture? You're in a yellow shirt sitting down.
Yeah. In my laboratory, I'm able to easily illuminate bulbs. I have created within my laboratory a local scalar energy force field. As such, I've observed incredible phenomenon within my laboratory. Mm-hmm. So, yes, by way of experience, I'm able to illuminate light bulbs handily. I have seen various instances in which I have seen time reversal in my laboratory. I've seen that scalar energy is capable of bringing back, if you will, past events. Those are some of the observations that I've made.
Tom, you're going in now, time being relative. Are we talking Einsteinian-type concepts or even beyond that?
It's very simple. Scalar energy is a corkscrew, if you will. It's a double helix.
Mm-hmm.
As scalar energy rotates in one direction, time moves forward. If you were to reverse that rotation of a scalar wave, time would move back.
Mm-hmm.
So what is my point? Scalar energy is the cause of time. Once people realize how profound scalar energy is, they will realize that it is responsible for the activity of the universe, including that of time.
Wow. You know, if my producer, Super Don, is listening now, he's going, Robert, you went all the way to midnight and beyond. And I don't mind doing it. You know, I love to do that. Tom seemed like a great guy here. I'm loving talking to you about this and learning more from you on this. So I guess we get into a practical applications of this, right? This sounds so extraordinary and phenomenal, although not so far out of the realm of reality for me and many of my listeners, because we believe that energy is the life force of the universe that holds it all together. So you're just kind of, if I could say, tapping into it or making a bridge for it or making it accessible and more directed. You know, I just want to get a sense for how you perceive this.
Yes, I'm trying to make this accessible to everybody. I have started a website in which I am offering health treatments by way of scalar energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go beyond that, and hopefully later this year I'll be able to demonstrate that I can take scalar energy and I can transmit energy and illuminate objects at a distance. Nikola Tesla always had that dream whereby he could take scalar energy, transfer it from one point to another point, and by way of wireless transmission, deliver energy, illuminate a source at a distance. If I can achieve that, then that will be another proof, another validation that, yes, scalar energy is indeed real, and that I have indeed learned how to master, how to control this energy.
Now, your background before, we got about a minute before break, I want to hold you on a little longer here. Was it in the scientific field? Did you have a wake-up call due to a health crisis? How did you get into this?
I've always been interested in Nikola Tesla as a youngster. So after what I would consider a conventional university career, I went on my own. You have to go about this privately. You have to go about this without any formal training. Why? Because it's new. It's groundbreaking. I studied Nikola Tesla and other masters of scalar energy, and I, over the years, have perfected my technique. I've perfected, if you will, my theory.
All right. We're talking with Tom Paladino, Scalar Energy, all linked up together in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And we'll get you more insight if you want to plug into what Tom's doing, maybe to get help for you or a situation. I'm going to talk with Tom about trying a test as well so I can report back to my listening audience. Fascinating stuff on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around. Lightning all around the studio today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, there's a story here I wanted to cover with you. The U.S. Surgeon General has urged that everybody stop tanning immediately. Hide from the sun, cover off. Well, they're also saying that about tanning beds, which is a different story. But still, the sun, Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy. The sun works with, you mentioned Scalar Energy and the sun. I mean, is it really? I'm thinking if you don't have the sun, we're all done for.
Yeah, this is my observation. Since there are two energies in the universe, we have to take each into consideration. Scalar energy is benign to me. I've been using it for 25 years. I've only experienced salubrious effects. It's the electromagnetic portion of sun energy, of solar energy, that can indeed mutate our cells. Scalar energy in itself is a form of energy that is benign, that is friendly. Yeah, and let me expand upon that. Our sun of the solar system,
yes,
the stars of the universe, are the points of origin of scalar energy. Now, again, there are two energies in the universe, scalar energy and electricity. They behave differently. My contention is scalar energy is friendly. I have observed that scalar energy can only produce what I consider the life force and thus beget human health.
So you're saying that no evil folks can compound or corrupt this scalar energy and use it for destruction. We talk about destruction of microbes and pathogens, but could it be used to harm humans or animals?
I would consider that any energy can either be used for good or for evil. Now, I believe that I am a humanitarian. I've only attempted to use this energy to improve human health, to improve our condition on this earth.
Right. And on your website, I want everybody to know about it. One of them is Tom Palladino, scalarenergy.com, all together. You have a secondary website people should know about as well.
Yes. The secondary website is Self Heal Go. And on that website, I present my research as far as human health, how I can treat people by way of scalar energy and improve human health, physical and mental health.
For the sake of protecting you, Tom, we should say that you're not treating people. You're somehow allowing them to receive the benefits of scalar energy doing what it does.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Scalar energy is an intelligent energy. It's much smarter than I am. So I am broadcasting that intelligent energy, and that is the energy that I consider to be benign and helpful.
Right. SelfHealGo.com is another one that goes directly there. And if you would like to avail yourself of Tom's expertise in this for help, What is the best way? Either one or both of the websites can get plugged in so people can get help from you?
Yes, that's true. I would steer people to SelfHealGo. That's really the main website that I work through. And you could find a number of articles that explain my posture and what I'm doing at SelfHealGo.
All right. I'm very intrigued by what you're doing, and I definitely think I want to follow up with you on some things that we might be able to report again on another visit to the Robert Scott Bell Show with you, Tom. This is something that, you know, listen, the world is energy. The entire universe is energy. We are only tapping into a little bit of it. We know that there are folks that don't want us understanding this because it helps you to unplug from what I'd call a negative energy matrix, one that is more destructive than it is, you know, promoting of good health, life, vitamin L, and all the things we love to do here.
I would agree. I would agree. I believe scalar energy, once it's embraced, will really serve to set mankind free. It's going to prove to be a relatively inexpensive energy that is infinite in supply. Imagine that, an infinite source of energy.
Mm. Well, and this is the dream, of course, of those who think they'll be able to run their cars on it. Now, I don't know whether we would want that necessarily, but at the same time, the idea that you could have access to free energy on the scale of the destructive nature of man, as we've seen it on this planet, there's got to be a way to keep that under wraps or something. And I'm not arguing for a governmental control of it, but perhaps a consciousness control. In other words, until you're conscious enough to use this, you might not even believe it's real.
Yeah, yeah. This will call to mind good men with good deeds in mind. It will require a moral standard for those who are going to use this.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your insight, your wisdom on this scalar energy healing. Everybody check it out, selfhealgo.com. We'll get Tom back on. I want to talk to you a little bit off the air about this as well. I'm very intrigued by what you're doing. And next hour, we've got more healing to go. We've got documentary films coming up on glyphosate. Monsanto's not going to like this. The White House response to what? A federal bill on CBD? Or cannabis in all forms. Check it out. We'll be back with Ed Brown next hour because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.